You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Another study that got people's attention that I think is worth mentioning, which relates to microplastics, nanoplastics, and cardiovascular disease. What it found was that polyethylene, which is a component of many plastics out there, were detected in the carotid artery plaques of, in this case, 150 patients, which is approximately 58% of the ones that were included in the study.
Shocking new studies keep coming out that reveal that microplastics, tiny toxic invaders, are infiltrating our bodies at an unprecedented rate. And while the Make America Healthy Again movement is fighting tooth and nail to hold big corporations accountable, the question remains, why has it taken this long for anyone to sound the alarm? So as you may know, microplastics are bits of plastic from packaging, clothing, cosmetics, all kinds of items which are showing up everywhere in our water, our air, our food, and now deep inside our bodies. A 2024 study out of the University of New Mexico found microplastics in every single human tissue sample they tested. It includes samples from lungs, livers, kidneys, even placentas. That's right, unborn babies are being exposed to this before they even take their first breath. Another study from the Netherlands detected microplastics in 80% of blood samples. Finally, officials in the Trump administration are putting pressure on the corporations that supply our food to hold themselves to higher standards and take our health seriously. And it is working. Several huge names are taking big steps to limit likely harmful things from food, including restaurants, grocery store brands. And these companies, well, they dragged their feet and had no answers for so long about why they kept chemicals and dangerous ingredients in their foods and products until we finally took control of the White House and Trump appointed people who were demanding change. But you might ask, how did we get here? And the simple answer is decades of corporate greed and government negligence. Big plastic and big food, they've been pumping out cheap, toxic products without a care for the consequences. Single-use water bottles, fast food containers, synthetic clothing, all of it breaks down into these invisible particles that end up in our soil, our oceans, and yes, our bodies. And what's worse, these microplastics, they're not just sitting there, they're carrying chemicals that mess with our health. Studies link them to infertility, cancers, obesity, and developmental issues in kids. So this isn't some far-off threat. It's something that's happening right now to you and your loved ones. But here's where it gets even, frankly, more maddening. The same corporations that created this mess are still dragging their feet as we speak. They've known about microplastics for years, yet they keep churning out the same junk, prioritizing profits over people. And where's the federal government agencies in all this, right? They're supposed to be protecting us, right? Well, they're nowhere. The EPA, the FDA, They've either been asleep at the wheel or they've been too cozy with industry lobbyists to do anything meaningful. It's the same old story. The elites get rich and we pay the price. Thankfully, there's a glimmer of hope here, and it's coming from the grassroots. It's coming from you, the Make America Healthy Again movement. It's stepping up where our so-called leaders have failed. Americans are sounding the alarm and demanding accountability. MAHA is putting the heat on major companies from food giants to restaurant chains to clean up their act. They're calling for the removal of harmful chemicals, dyes, preservatives, and toxic ingredients that have no business whatsoever of being in our products. And guess what? It's working. Some big names, Kraft, General Mills, even fast food chains like Chipotle, they're starting to phase out artificial dyes and sketchy additives. Why? Because they're feeling the pressure from you, the consumer. But this fight is far from over. For every company that takes a step forward, there's another digging in its heels. Take the beverage industry, for example. Plastic bottles, right? One of the biggest sources of microplastics, and yet Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola, they're still flooding the market with them. They'll slap a recyclable label on there to make you feel good, to virtue signal, but less than 10% of plastic ever gets recycled. The rest, it ends up in landfills, oceans, and as these studies suggest, in your bloodstream. Fast fashion brands are pumping out polyester clothes that shed microplastics every time you wash them. These companies know the harm they're causing, but they're betting you're not going to care enough to do anything about it. So what's the solution? Well, first, we need to take back control of our own lives. Stop buying from brands that don't respect your health. Ditch your plastic water bottles. Cook your own meals with real ingredients instead of relying on processed junk. Check your clothes labels. But most importantly, we need to support the companies that make healthy products and stay away from ingredients, materials, and chemicals that are harmful to us. This is about voting with your wallets and with your voices. We're stewards of this land. We're stewards of the bodies that God gave us. Letting corporations poison our bodies and our environment is a betrayal of that responsibility. And it's a betrayal of future generations. What kind of world are we leaving our kids if we don't act now? The left wants to scare you with climate hysteria, but they're completely silent on this because it doesn't fit their narrative. Conservatives, on the other hand, understand that protecting our health and our land is about preserving our way of life. It's about freedom from toxic chemicals, freedom to raise healthy families, and freedom to live without fear of what's lurking in our food and our water. Joining me today is one of my heroes, Joey Atlas. Joey is the founder of Living Strength Nutritionals and an expert in helping particularly older people get healthy, which is fundamental in an age where we're being lied to constantly and bombarded with unhealthy, toxic products. Now, he's not only bringing awareness to these issues, but also has proven actionable solutions that many in our audience have discovered and been transformed by, including yours truly. You have got to click on that link below and get Joey's Elixir Mixer. I take it every day. I absolutely love it, and I'm sure you will too. Joey, thanks for being with us again, man. Always great to see you.
It's always a great pleasure to be here, Steve.
Well, it's our honor, man. So you're on the front lines of the fight against toxic products, microplastics. You've been on the front lines for years. You were MAHA before we had a MAHA movement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you break down for us what's really going on with this crisis and how it's impacting our health?
Absolutely. So you touched on a bunch of really important things there. So you got the microplastic topic. You've got all the ingredients, the dyes, the emulsifiers, the various chemicals that are quote unquote considered food ingredients for now. And how all, you know, if you look at all this stuff and you think about everything, we're battling 24/7. Like, right. You know, whether we're making proactive choices or not, we're still exposed to a lot of this, right? So if we look back at the growth of this country from, say, like the late 50s, 60s, 70s into the 80s and 90s, there was a huge proliferation of food companies and food and beverage offerings that the companies basically, if the demand was there, they're going to fill that demand. All right. And so,
right. Sure. Of course.
If we talk about like the 60s to the 80s and 90s as a cultural societal time period in the evolution of the USA, there were so much lax principles in how companies were allowed to formulate products,
yeah,
what type of ingredients they were allowed to use. And a lot of this, again, whether it could be on any of the things you touched on, it was really a matter of, well, for example, let's say we're going to bottle this water. We're going to put it in these plastic jugs, which are cheap to make, mm-hmm. very cheap to transport, mm-hmm. and we don't have to worry about them breaking.
Right.
Well, we're not really sure what this is going to do to people in 30 years, but hey, does it really matter? Like if they don't die tomorrow and, you know, they get cancer in 30 years, yeah. how are they going to be able to blame us?
Yeah, it ain't my problem now.
Right. And so I figured, okay, well, if the FDA is allowing us, the government's allowing us to use these ingredients, we might as well make use of them while we can for as long as we can. Right. And so that starts. Now here we are, 2025. Now we have enough long-term evidence and proof of the cumulative effects of all these agents in our food and beverage supply.
Yeah.
That now we can't ignore it. Right. And so if we also look at a cross section of our country's population and we look at all these different diseases that are affecting all age ranges, not just middle aged to older adults, but the youth of this country. Right? Right. So how do we think about this? Well, the youth, aren't they still too young to have absorbed all these different ingredients and start seeing problems? Well, technically, yes. However, if their parents were consuming all these things and gave birth to this child, there has to be some of that passed along into the formation of this new child that came from two parents who grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s with all these things coming into their systems. Now they're producing children that they're going to have things from birth. Forget about the lifestyle they lead and the nutritional choices they make. They're already starting off in a bad place.
Right.
So now you have the compound effect of them as a child starting to eat the standard American diet, which is, I'm saying that in a negative way, because most people who understand the sad standard American diet know that it is a bad nutrition format to be following.
I never even got that acronym. That's brilliant.
There you go.
Bad it is. Yeah.
So now with Maha, with a lot of other people who are voicing this, like I have been for years and doing it more so now because there's a much bigger support foundation and quote unquote public proof. We're going to start seeing companies make changes. We're going to see the rise of smaller grassroots companies who are 100% transparent on all their ingredients, even their packaging and their sourcing. Okay. Wow. So, Now we're still early in the game, right? So we still have to be proactive about this and go seek what we need to seek and start leaving out what we know now are things that we should be avoiding, even if there's a 50-50 question mark on any particular beverage, ingredient, food product. I don't want to be the guinea pig. It's the same thing I teach all of my clients. We don't want to be the guinea pigs in this thing, right? So if we don't want to be the guinea pigs, we have to make the choices to not participate in that long-term societal study and create our own path. Okay.
Right.
Again, it's getting much easier now. I actually had a package up in the kitchen. I was going to bring it down to the studio here, but I figured I'll just put that in the newsletter for customers next week. It's a package of cereal, and I still eat cereals. However, right at the top of this package, it says 100% ingredient transparency.
Wow.
Good luck finding that on all the name brands that were listed in that news clip. That's not going to happen, if at all, for a very long time.
Yeah.
So my point is, you know, take whatever we're talking about, cereal specifically, but this goes through all food categories.
Yeah. Proactive measures there. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Even though these companies are going to start pulling things out and being more compliant with the new rules and findings.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are still not foods that I would tell people to eat, even with these small changes.
That's right. Or they're compliant. They show it and it's just, or it's crap, right?
Literally. Right. What's
the old the Mike Myers thing on SNL? If it's not Scottish, it's crap. You know, it's, if it's not real food, as you've been a passionate advocate for, it is crap. By the way, gang, just click on the link below to subscribe to Joey's newsletter and get this, again, this amazing elixir mixer. I take it every day. I love it. I can't imagine a day without it, my friend.
Actually, you know what? Let me give you an example. From this label, I'm going to show you something, and viewers are going to get a kick out of this. If you look at the label, if you go down to other ingredients, you're going to see one of the last other ingredients underneath the complete organic bamboo extract. All right. You're not going to see that in many products right now, but in the clean formulation of this product, I did not want silicon dioxide in this formulation because it didn't need to be there. And there were all natural alternatives available. Organic bamboo extract is one of them. Again, you might find this in a few dozen products out there in the whole health and wellness space, but you're not going to see it in the mainstream yet. Because why is that? Well, it costs a little bit more,
right?
And as the end consumer, we're thinking, well, if it costs a few cents more for my container, why wouldn't they do it? It's because these big companies are shipping tons and tons and tons of product, and it's not cheap for them to do.
Right.
Nor is it easy. All right. But so that's fine. We don't want that stuff anyway. We want to look for all the things that are taking proactive measures now and being transparent about it so that we don't have to go digging for the answers. We don't have to go digging for the backside nutritional profile and the sourcing agents for these products. We want to see it right there, or at least give us a QR code or something to scan where we can get the full web page with all that info.
Yeah, we are in the information age, so we should be able to access it. I'm just curious, as you're explaining all of this, where were the oversights, the regulatory agencies in all of this? Well, you know, how did they allow these microplastics and this microplastics problem to grow unchecked for so long?
I think, honestly, in the beginning, it could be shown that these are stable elements. Like a plastic bottle is going to remain a plastic bottle, even if it's in the refrigerator for 4 months, still a plastic bottle, right? Now, we didn't know that there's this ability for all types of plastics to give off microscopic plastic elements.
Right, right.
That are airborne. They leach into any kind of beverage that that's inside a plastic container. When we're doing laundry, any kind of polyester materials, those fragments are going into the air. If you've ever seen somebody like taking out a bunch of laundry or shaking out like blankets or clothes and the sun is shining into the room and you see all these dust particles flying around because the sunlight is making them all visible, we're inhaling all those. Like, just because we see the ones floating around in front of us doesn't mean we're not inhaling the ones that come in close proximity to our nasal passages.
Right, right.
And that's only when we see them. This is happening all the time.
Right.
Right. And so a lot of people think, well, God, what do I do? I'm surrounded by this stuff 24/7. There are things we could do to combat this, whether it's the microplastics, the ingredients that should be outlawed already.
Yes.
You know, and it comes down to proactive action. We have to nourish our bodies with micronutrients and adaptogens that give it the ability to defend. If our bodies don't have the ability to defend, we're going to have a much harder time defending against these foreign particles coming into our systems. Right. That's one of the things that the elixir mixer does. It gives you your base foundational micronutrients, full spectrum, all from foods, and your adaptogens to help give all of your systems the best chance of having its defenses up, high, and ready for any foreign invaders.
Right. Yeah, I would love for you just to just go straight into it and pivot there. As you guys can see, I'm a fan of Joey's materials and his products and so forth. I mean, you're helping people take control of their health. So can you share how your approach specifically counters the damage from microplastics, toxic chemicals, and just what are some practical action steps we can take right now as of today to make sure we're ahead of the curve on this?
Great question. So believe it or not, one of the biggest ones is the water we drink, right? Whether it's, you know, tap water or bottled water, if it's tap water, there's an argument about this for the various ways you can do this, but even if you just go with reverse osmosis under your kitchen sink for your drinkable water supply or water that you're going to cook with, reverse osmosis takes out 99% of microplastics. That alone is big. So now we see, oh, okay, there are several things I could do that will dramatically reduce the amount of microplastics I'm being and my family are being exposed to on a day-to-day basis. All right, so let's say we're putting a simple reverse osmosis water filtration system under the sink is step one. All right, cool. You got all your water covered for your drinkables and your cooking water, right? Now, if we get some stainless steel water containers, reusable water containers, or BPA-free type water containers, now we can make our own bottled water, not have to rely on the mass-produced, very questionable, proven with microplastic content, mass market water bottles. You know, that's not going away anytime soon. So we have to be the ones to change that. The other thing is, I talked about the laundry giving off all these microparticles of different sizes when laundry is being done, especially in the dryer phase. We just basically need to get some HEPA filters for around the house. Good HEPA filters will do the job of removing most airborne microplastics that we will breathe in if they are there. We're going to breathe in a percentage of them. So are the kids. So are your pets. Go down the list, right? Because they're in the air and we're breathing the air. Some of these particles, we can see some of them in the air when the sunlight is shining properly. Most of them we can't see because they're so small, right? So the HEPA filters as a step two to start reducing the microplastics floating around in your household air, that's another great one. The other one is ditch all of your plastic containers that you're using for food storage, reheating food. Definite no-no. If you still use the microwave, which some people do, I do it on a very limited short basis, if ever. But if you're reheating food in the microwave, use glass, period.
Right.
Do not do it in plastic. It's like, it's as if you're slowly melting that plastic into your food.
All right.
Even though you're still going to see the container, it's going to be fine. But look, all of us have had episodes where we've actually burnt plastic in the microwave. All of us, right? Now, that's an extreme example, but we can't see the low-level melting of plastics leaching into our foods when we're reheating them.
Right.
That's big. It's bigger than people know because it's not very visible with the eye. It's very subtle. It's very insidious.
Right.
But once we know about how plastic works when it's exposed to heat, various levels of heat, and mixed with various oils in the foods, plastic and oil under heat, it's not a good combination.
Right.
It's like, yeah, of course that's going to leach plastics into the food.
Right.
Right. So that's another one. Replace all your Tupperware or whatever brand you're using with glass. It's worth the investment. Your life is worth it. Your kids, they're worth it. And once you do it, everything's going to taste even better as well. So those are three solid ones right there that are easy, low cost, high impact.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Awesome action items we can do right now. Joey, we've got links down below to your amazing services. Let us let everyone know what would you recommend for them? They want to really get control over their health, be a part of MAHA and MAGA together, because we can't have MAGA without MAHA. I think MAHA precedes MAGA.
Absolutely. So, this country is going to be great again, it has to be healthy too.
It has to be healthy. What do you want people to click on the link below? Where do you want them to go? What do you want them to take a look at of your
All
stuff?
Right. So if you decide to purchase the Elixir Mixer formula, there's a free home fitness training program that comes with it, because exercise is one of your top guns for being healthy again and for the rest of your life. Now, doesn't mean you have to go crazy. You don't have to be lifting heavy weights that a lot of these media paid influencers are talking about.
That's right. You're an advocate of very light exercise, right?
If we train gently, lightly, and properly, we will get incredible results on all health levels. I'm not trying to be Mr. Olympia. All the people I coach and guide, they're not trying to win bikini competitions. We're doing this so that we are healthy for life and we look good while being healthy for life. And we're able to walk through life with self-confidence in a body that actually looks like that body takes care of itself. They must know what they're doing in terms of health, right? So you got the program. Steve17 is also the discount code. I forgot to mention Steve17. The discount code for the Elixir Mixer. And you want to eat properly in addition to the exercise and the proper supplementation. You want to eat properly, which means you're not dieting, but you're creating a well-balanced nutrition plan that you could do whether you're on vacation, at work, traveling abroad, at home, at your in-laws for the week, whatever. It's principles-based. And I have a whole nutritional framework that's also included free with the Elixir Mixer. So there's no guesswork anymore.
Yeah, it's so holistic. And it, like you said, it's no guesswork. We're in the information age and you're just providing all that information, the coaching, you name it. The discount code, gang, again, is Steve17. You have to check out Joey's Elixir Mixer supplement. I mean, it's the best supplement on the market to get. Not only get you living better, but feeling better too. Again, I take it every day. So just click in the description or scan the QR code to get yours. I think you're going to be blown away. We have so many Turley Talkers enjoying it. I get the feedback.
So many of them.
Yeah, they love Joey. They love his work. They love his products. Again, it's the Elixir Mixer, brain, belly, body. Amazing, amazing stuff. Give it a try. You have nothing to lose. I think you're going to absolutely love it.
Even just going to read all the reviews and the testimonials on the site will give people a perspective of who this is for, what it does for different kinds of people, and the potential it holds to really help somebody simplify their nutrition and supplement life so that they're not wasting $1,000 taking 20 different things, which they don't even know if that's what they're supposed to be taking. Right. This just simplifies everything, gives you what you need, saves you money. And you're going to feel awesome like we do.
Absolutely. Amen. Joey, thanks so much. Always great to see you.
Pleasure, Brother Steve. See you soon.
See you soon, man.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.